mention the freshmen, you have to be happy that a lot of those guys really doing well.
Yeah, they did some good things, but again, you know, the competition steps up this weekend, and that's all part of their growing process as well. So, but they did a good job. I was happy. I think some returning players have improved from where they were a year ago, and that's a real positive as well. So, we just need to start playing games. I think that's the most important thing at this point is play games, you know, see where we're at, see the mistakes that we make, correct them, work on them that weekend practice, and then try to eliminate them the following Friday, Saturday night. But, you know, it's time to play and see where we're at.
Can you characterize Mercyhurst for us?
Well, I know that the media's picked them to win the league. The coaches, I think, picked them second. We all know how competitive that league has become. They're a very veteran team. I think five of their top six scorers, five of their top six defensemen, and they're starting way back from last year. So they'll be a good team. They have a very veteran coach. I think they like to play the right way. They want to get up and down the rink too. You know, they're an older team, like the teams from that conference is. So it'll be a real good challenge for our young guys.
Your first full week spending more than 30 minutes with the guys. How much has that made a difference, and what are you seeing out there?
Well, it's made a big difference. We can work on conditioning. We can certainly do a lot of reps, and you don't have to look at the clock to see when you got to stop. And so I think we've got a lot out of it. Again, it's still there's so much we have to cover. We haven't had a chance yet, so you're trying to get everything, squeeze in everything you possibly can before that first game. But, you know, we're just not going to have a lot of time to work on things, so you hope that they have a pretty good hockey IQ and make the right reads and decisions when the puck drops on Friday.
How are you guys doing health-wise?
Health-wise, we're great. No issues at all whatsoever. The coach is probably the most stiff of anybody on our team right now at this point. But we're in good shape. You know, Sam Warning, like I said, could have played if it was a regular season game, so he's back in our lineup. And there's a lot of competition for jobs, which is a good thing right now, and we'll probably play a number of different players over the course of the first few weeks just to figure out, you know, who ultimately deserves to be in our lineup.
What kind of step are you expecting out of Seth Ambrose? We just had him in here, and he talked about looking around, and there's a little bit of a leadership void to be filled.
Well, all of a sudden, he's a junior, and you know, Seth is a big, strong body, which we need because we have you know, a few smaller players on our team, and you know, he's going to have to, you know, protect some of those small guys on the rink. He's good around the net. I think his skating has improved from a year ago. I know it's something he worked on over the course of the summer. I see him stepping away from the net, making a few more plays down low, which is a good thing too. But, you know, Seth's a power forward. He has to play physical. He has to block shots and play that type of game for us. But I think he's a guy that can help us in both the power play or penalty kill.